Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Moving now to something that we have chatted about before, and this is the rising levels of anti-Semitism around the world. With me on the line is Sasha Voigtman, who is the Chief Executive Director at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, otherwise known as CAM. Sasha, thanks so much for joining us here at Hi FM. Perhaps for our listeners who are not familiar with CAM, can you give us an overview of what CAM actually does?
Yes, first of all, good afternoon, everyone from Israel. I'm here in Tel Aviv. The Combat Anti-Semitism Movement was founded 6 years ago, understanding that there is a rise of anti-Semitism, and mainly there were no organizations focusing solely on anti-Semitism, and so many Jewish organizations are dealing with so many very important issues, but anti-Semitism in some way was neglected and was not dealt with. One organization, Central Body, able to connect people from around the world, understanding that it's an issue that is traveling from country to country, from ideology to ideology. And what we tried to do was building a global coalition of institutions, organizations, people, decision makers, that all will be educated on anti-Semitism, understanding it, and be able to fight it. So this is what we have done in the past 6 years, targeting different audiences. One of the largest work that we do is on the mayor's level. So we have a coalition of more than 2,000 mayors across the world fighting anti-Semitism. We do that globally from Latin America, North America, and Europe. Unfortunately, we don't do a lot in South Africa, but we're working very well with the Jewish Board of Deputies and when they can, when it's relevant. And we like really working with your community.
And
the other thing that we do, yeah.
Sorry, so are your partners Jewish organizations or non-Jewish organizations?
So we all know that Jews will not win the fight on their own, and we need allies. So we're targeting, I believe, 70% of our work is toward non-Jewish organizations, while the end goal is 95% of our work to non-Jews. So really working very hard to have non-Jews targeted by our work. Even if we work with Jewish organizations, the end goal is targeting non-Jews. If they are decision makers, organizations, or potential partners first, so definitely non-Jews.
How do you raise money? Who are your main donors?
Raise money is a big question. I always say CAM is not a fundraising machine. We have solid donors supporting us, mainly American philanthropists that believe in the cause, believe in our approach, and think that we do the right thing. The other part, what we've seen, we see the grassroots community very interested in what we do, and they believe that is the right thing to do. I think something is unique about us. We don't have a fundraising department, and we work by impact and results. And people see us out there, and they see that it makes sense for an organization to not deal and to be the same, I would say, model than other Jewish organizations, because we have different organizations and great ones out there. So we don't want to be another fundraising venue. We want to be an action-oriented venue. So this is how we think.
Sasha, where, in your view, does South Africa fit on the anti-Semitic spectrum? Are we a country that you're worried about, that you're not worried about?
Yes. So I think South Africa is always interesting for us because this is where we'll say one of the big elements of the modern form of anti-Semitism start ideologically with the Durban Forum that you're all aware of. And when we see a wide outreach to the Palestinian community that start taking the apartheid ideology from South Africa and push it out there and try to connect Israel to be an apartheid state. And I think South Africa, with a unique story, is suffering from an hijack of their own story with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And I try to speak about that a lot, but South Africa needs to regain the ownership of the apartheid story, which is very unique and cannot be compared to what's happening in many, many places. And I think the Palestinian movement did something very wrong to South Africa by taking away the importance of the apartheid historically, not in a good way, but to fight it back from South Africa. And they just use it as a term for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, which is a totally wrong term. And South Africa is losing its own history, and they need to fight back because what happened in South Africa was dramatic, shouldn't be repeated in the history, is not comparable to what happened in the Middle East. So we look at that very, very closely. Hope to see a strong South Africa, proud of his history, fighting back, and we have to see a black, white, Jewish relationship working in South Africa, because we try to find places where the relationships between Jews and other groups are working well. And I think if it's working well in South Africa, we hope to see how we can be a representative face of Jews and non-Jews living together. And right now, it looks a bit complicated based on information that we see. I know that it's not easy for the community every day, and they do their best, and I visit myself South Africa. I've been in Cape Town, and I saw the work of the Jewish community targeting the non-Jews of South Africa. It's been an amazing experience for me to see how the Jewish community of South Africa is implicated in the life of the country, how they are proud South Africans, and I think this was an amazing experience for me to see that. And I wish that every community in the world will see an exemplary community within the South African Jewish community. I don't know if you realize, but the solidarity that you have among yourself, the respect of your country that you have is amazing, and you try to make your country a better place, not just for the Jewish community, but for all. And that's a very important message that Jews have when they are immigrating to other countries. They believe in the country that is hosting them, and that's an important message that I saw in your community.
And I think many of our listeners will appreciate that, and thank you for that. And also the point you make about apartheid, it was unique to South Africa, and so many people here get frustrated and angry with the parallel. In your experience, what is the most effective way to combat anti-Semitism?
That's
the million-dollar question.
I don't like to answer this question. I hate it. I will tell you why. I don't like it, but I will answer it. Because we still see anti-Semitism on the rise. So can I pretend to have a solution that decrease the numbers? No. But I will say what we have seen that is very effective is the work on a local level. Sometimes the national institutions, the federal government, are too complicated to move, but then we can work with a mayor, we can work with a local pastor, we can work with a local community. And this is where we see a change when we go to neighborhoods, to feeling of a sense that we know each other, and that's much more efficient. So I think that transitioning from huge policies that we hope that will change a country to local policies, that was very effective for us, and we see that across the world. And if one recommendation for South Africa is really to work on mayors, municipal leaders, and local leadership, because they know what's happening in their cities more than others. Now, we shouldn't neglect and put on the side the national government. But it's more effective if we want to see a day-to-day impact on the local level.
Sasha, they give me 10 minutes to talk to you about a subject that is so wide as anti-Semitism.
Yes.
And is so important. And I need to leave our interview there, but I hope you'll join us again in the future, as I have a host of many other questions that I wanted to talk to you about. But really interesting, and particularly that point you made at the end about engaging with the local mayors and really effecting change there. But anti-Semitism has been with us forever. So to ask you a question about how to combat it was probably a little bit unfair.
But we don't pretend to win the fight, but we need to be able to manage it so Jews are not impacted on the day-to-day life and can live freely in every country around the world. So we are very realistic in our approach, but we need to offer a beautiful life and security for the Jewish community everywhere they live, and I think this is our fight.
And we will talk to you more about that very important fight in the future. That was Sasha Roitman, the Chief Executive Director at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, joining us on the line from Israel. Thank you for your time.